let me take you live to the City Growth Zone in Bradford City Centre, where our man Darragh Corcoran's there. Yes, Johnny, hello there. Do you need some more information about the unemployment figures?
I think you've covered it comprehensively there, but if you've got more to take or more to give, I'll take them.
What I have been doing is just digging a little bit deeper. We've heard the top line figure about Yorkshire and the Humber, but latest figures show unemployment in Bradford at 9.5% to September last year. And that is an improvement because it was 11.3% compared to the same time in 2013. And where I am now is this new pub, which is part of the City Growth Zone, and that is the key to unlocking more employment in the city. It's a £35 million initiative. Now, it's a really tight area in the city centre, from Little Germany over to the university, and from the police station over to just up the road from here. I'm on Westgate, and this is the Bradford Brewery, and this is Matthew Halliday, who's the entrepreneur, I suppose you could call yourself, really. Opening night tonight, excited?
Yeah, the nerves have gone, super excited. This has been the culmination of 2 years' work for a lot of people, so to see the doors open and the brewing vessels in place is incredible.
And this is a buzzy area of Bradford, around North Parade, where there does seem to be a bit of a lift in interest, and you're actually creating jobs yourself here, yeah?
Certainly, yes. Yeah. So where we are on Westgate is in an area what's been coined as the Independent Quarter. So 3 years ago, the Les and Marco, the brilliant guys at the Sparrow Bar, they launched their brilliant craft beer house there, and since then, young new businesses have been popping up all over the place, and when we were looking for a site to launch Bradford Brewery and the Brew Factory Bar, there was no other place to do that but the Independent Quarter.
And what are you getting from the City Growth Zone, because that's part of the reason you're here, isn't it?
Definitely. When we were looking to launch the business 2 years ago, we looked all across the city, and we realised there was no other place but the city centre. It was the same time that Bradford Council had launched the City Centre Growth Zone, which was to encourage new businesses like ours to launch within BD1, and the aim of the scheme was to bring redundant commercial space back into use, but also to create new jobs. So we'll be there'll be 11 full-time staff working across the brewery and in the brew factory, our on-site bar, and we hope as the years go by we grow and we create more jobs, and hopefully that gives other people confidence to invest in the city as well.
Who's on the guest list tonight?
So we've got the great and the good of Bradford and beyond. So we've got a great team of investors that have helped us get to where we are today, so they'll be able to see the finished site for the first time, and we've got the Lord Mayor and Lady Mayoress of Bradford, and I think every politician from a 30-mile radius is going to walk through these doors.
Now, nice story behind your logo. You're called the Bradford Brewery. Yes. It's a brewery and a bar in one here on Westgate, as I say, in the city centre, but your logo is a wild boar. Tell us why.
It is. So the boar's head is the symbol of Bradford. The tongueless boar, which I'll let people, listeners, Google the story of the Bradford Bar themselves. Bradford's last great brewery, Trough Brewery, which closed in the early 90s, used the same symbol. So we're playing homage to Trough Brewery, and we've slightly refreshed it.
Very nice. Just finally then, are you going to look at getting your beer into more pubs around West Yorkshire and a wider area to really grow your business and you know, maybe expand? Is that your aim?
That's the aim, yes. Yeah. So we'll be manufacturing about 16,000 pints a week, which even though Bradfordians are big drinkers, I doubt we'll sell all in this venue. So in cask, keg and bottle to start with, we'll be delivering all across the Bradford and West York, Bradford district and West Yorkshire, and then beyond.
Very good, Matthew, thank you very much. That's you've made a start yourself there. I see.
I'm half a pint in so far. We'll see how many we get through tonight.
Very good. So there we are, Johnny. It's a new business, one of many you'll hear about as well later. We'll hear more about the City Growth Zone and what it can do for the city of Bradford.